Thousands of young musicians from the European Union's 27 member countries compete each year for a shot at one of these chairs. Even as Europe grapples with high unemployment, the EU Youth Orchestra offers about 140 young players a chance to get a leg up on the competition. Almost all of them are likely to become professional musicians. This is Sarah Sue's last tour with the group. She's British and says the orchestra's diversity is its biggest strength.
Part of the energy and the feeling, the emotion that you have in the performance is so much because of that.
And as part of its American tour, the European Union Youth Orchestra is taking that energy from concert halls to the classroom with stops at local high schools. The visiting musicians like Sue say it's important for them to share their love of music. Workshops like these outside Washington provide American students with a chance to meet and play with the European musicians who are all about the same age as them. Sue says she wants to inspire students just as she was when she first started playing.
I remember what I felt when I first heard, when someone demonstrated to me the violin and I was desperate to play it.
Joy Breyer founded the youth orchestra in the 1970s with her husband. She calls her musicians her children and says they're ambassadors.
There's nothing more important than young people meeting at an age where they have no preconceived values or tolerances, working together and producing something great.
Sarah Sue says where the audiences or players come from isn't important. Music is their common language.
If you feel something when you hear music, you know, don't just forget about it and let it go until, you know, when the concert finishes or when on the radio or whatever it is it finishes. You know, remember that. Keep that feeling with you.
The Washington Performing Arts Society presented the EUYO at Washington's Kennedy Center. The group has stops planned in New York and Boston before finishing its tour near Chicago later this month. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.